If there's a girl and she likes to maybe spend a lot of time in front of a mirror.
Primped.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, primped a lot.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say that of a man?
Well, of a sissy, yeah. Uh-huh. I had some cousins that always, way back, before this young hairdo all come out, you know, like y'all wear it now.
Mm-hmm.
They'd fix your hair, you know, coming back.
Uh-huh.
And when they went in swimming, well, we went to the swimming hole, you know, and we went in our birthday suits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you wet the head, they'd get mad, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, the rest of us boys, we were climbing every tree we could find or on the cranewood, you know, and jumping off in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we determined sissies,
mm-hmm.
really. They kept their hair fixed, you know.
Uh-huh.
Didn't want it up. Well, I seen them fight like dogs about it.
Mm-hmm.
When another boy would mess up their hair, you know, or duck them,
uh-huh.
and they just have a battle right there.
Uh-huh. What kinds of jewelry would a woman wear?
Well, they used to be worse, I guess, than they are now. They had the ear bobs and the bracelets and the brooches,
mm-hmm.
and the beads. Rings, old women, I don't know. My grandmother, they were bad about jewelry.
Uh-huh.
You had to have that.
Would they have any different names for different kinds of rings?
Oh yeah, they had the dinner ring, and they had the birthstone, and they had the engagement and the wedding ring.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them just had the hand clap pulling rings, and all of them had a different meaning
mm-hmm.
or name.
Mm-hmm.
They had the wedding band, and they had the engagement ring, and that was two,
mm-hmm.
and the dinner ring,
mm-hmm.
and the birthstone maybe. They was really picked up when it come to the
mm-hmm.
ring.
Uh-huh.
And they have a locket. Some of them would have they still do. Christians, they wear a cross.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them wore a little round gold locket. It opened
mm-hmm.
up and had the, you know, the husband's picture in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of the youngest pictures in it.
Mm-hmm. If your old clothes wore out, you might have to go out and buy
some patch and wet.
Uh-huh. Or if you just bought a lot of new clothes, you might go out and buy. Would you ever say you're going to go out and buy a new suit? A
whole new wardrobe, you mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, they do that. Well, now, I wore a lot of patch breeches myself. You know what that is?
Yeah. I know well.
They wear them now
uh-huh.
for the sport.
Uh-huh.
We wore them because it was necessary. Now, when we wore them, tore a hole in our breeches.
Uh-huh.
My mom put a patch on.
Uh-huh.
As a 1681. I wore many patches.
Mm-hmm.
But we call them honorable patches.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays they call them sporting patches.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't wear them towns if we could help it.
Mm-hmm.
And now right up town where they go when they get a big patch on the seat of the britches, maybe red will do.
What kinds of different bodies of water would you have around here?
Well, we don't have too much. We got Lake Seminole now. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's the biggest water we got in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Flint, Chattahoochee River, Spring Creek, Hickok
mm-hmm.
Creek.
Mm-hmm. What different names would you have for small running bodies of water?
Well, in South Georgia,
mm-hmm.
it has to be a big stream to call it a river.
Mm-hmm.